Blog Talk Radio.
Growing struggle. Dying.
Yeah. Nigga, y'all done put that fire together at body head, nigga.
I'm in this motherfucker now, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Show you how we do this shit, nigga.
At the body, and we gon' bust this bitch head.
We gon' take it to the body.
To talk about just the NBA, just the NFL, just Major League Baseball. We're talking sports. And when I say talking sports, we're going to get into all types of sports. We're going to get into local legends. We're going to go out and do interviews with local high school players, middle school players, elementary school, Pop Warner. We're going to get an opportunity to get to know so many different levels of people when it comes to sports, because a lot of times a lot of people think that when we talk sports that the only people that we can talk about is the major leaguers, or the only people that we can talk about is the college players. No, there are young people and babies and things out there who need to get this opportunity and get an exposure and learn how to do interviews, how to talk in front of cameras, how to not be afraid when someone comes up to them and do interviews. So that is the beauty, the desire, and the hope behind this podcast, is to give sports people all types of sports opportunities to talk about, but also to be able to show other sides and other things of sports that doesn't often get mentioned and talked about and briefed about. So this show is only once a week at this moment. We will be able to add more in time, but we're looking forward to everything that you have to say and everything that you have to bring into the arena of sports. So please, don't be afraid to come in and talk to us and sit down with us if you want to talk sports. The number is 563-999-3090. If you want to write in a question or if you want to email us about topics you would like for us to cover in the upcoming weeks, you can email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Let me say that clearly. djsroundtable19@gmail.com. djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Because we want to hear you guys' opinion and we want to get your feedback. Just so you know, like all of our other shows, this show is available for sponsors and advertisements. So if you'd like to be sponsored or advertised on this show, you can also reach out to that same email and ask for our sponsor and advertising package, our promotional packages. Our production manager will be more than happy to get that to you. As y'all can see, I'm not even doing nothing to tell y'all the information that I already readily know and have accessible to me. So this is a good thing because being nervous does when I'm ready to go and I'm excited about doing what we're getting ready to get into. So let's say less. So I just put up, if you go to Jay's Roundtable and follow us on Instagram, IG, Facebook, whatever, whatever. But if you go on our Facebook page right now, if you go look up on Facebook right now, you will see that I just shared on there my teams. And people are like, well, why would you come out and do that with your first major episode? I wanted people to know about my biases. And so a lot of times when you are trying to share your passion with people of things that you love and things that you want people to know, believe, and see, you know, a lot of times they forget that you have your own list of things that you love. So I said, hey, you know what? What better way than to excite the people with what I love, better than to put my own list of what I love out there? So we're going to get started with my list. And my list is very simple. So we're going to start at number one, and we're going to go all the way down. So from number one, my number one team of all time, you don't have to agree with it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to, you know, say that, hey, I agree with that or I disagree, whatever, because, you know, personally, this is about me. So I wanted to start off with me because as we go into, I'm not going to always talk about why this is my favorite team or whatever, but if you have questions about my team, we can talk about them. So coming in at number one, all-time number one, is going to be my UNC Tar Heels. You look at the background and the shading on the flyer, the first flyer that I put up, it's Carolina blue. I got on my Carolina outfit. I'm at a Carolina game. That's important to me. Understand. I don't care about all the other basketball teams in college, but I don't have an NBA team. And the reason why I don't have an NBA team is because when you have a legacy as great as what UNC does from a basketball program, that's my team. And a lot of people don't realize not only do I follow them in basketball, but I follow almost all of their sports. So they're my overall favorite program of all time. The history and the lineage that's behind it is why I follow them. And, you know, if you want to come in and debate it and talk about your team or whatever, we can always do that. I'm not going to be in my feelings about that. All right. Next up on this, I gave you guys my second favorite teams. The reason why this is my second favorite teams because I have an affinity for baseball. I love baseball, so I didn't go with just one team. I have an AFC and an NFC team, or AL and an NL. I got to get all my sports together. I got an AL and an NL team. So my AL team is the Red Sox, and my NL team is the Braves. I just put it in that order. It doesn't really have a particular precedence. I love both of those teams. The history behind them, the prestige. Growing up, I was a big fan of both. I can pretty much run back the history on either one of those teams, and so that's just it. Professional football is the 49ers. I'm a big 49ers fan. I'll say secondarily, I like, I guess my secondary team from being from Carolina is the Panthers, but not so much. I'm not as much, I guess I don't really I like a lot of teams. And you're gonna hear me talk about a lot of teams that I like. I like a lot of players in football, but the 49ers are without question my team. My goal in life is to actually go to a 49ers game in one of the 49ers stadiums, because they have changed names, moved locations all over the place and did whatever. So that is actually one of my favorites. Then number four, I had to go with this in this order, and this order is actually how these two teams rank for me. In college football, it is Florida State and then the Tar Heels, just simply because I am a no when it comes to college football. I'm a Bobby Bowden junkie. I followed the program ever since. That was the first football team that I fell in love with, and Carolina was second. I would watch all the Carolina games after Florida State played, but guarantee if they were playing head-to-head, I'm picking Florida State. When it comes to that, and that's how I know which one of my favorite teams is when it comes to that. And then last but not least, number five on my list, and this may offend some people, but you can take this how you want to take it. Number five on that list is black athletes. I am a big proponent and a big supporter of black athletes in any sport. I don't care what sport it is. If I watch golf, I'm going to watch Tiger. If I watch tennis, I'm going to watch Venus and Serena, or I'm going to watch the other ethnic players that's out there. And again, this is not a hatred thing, and I need people to not understand, but in a lot of sports outside of the major sports, we get an unfair shake. People act like we can't do NASCAR, or we can't do soccer well, or whatever sport that they want to come up with. So I tend to take to a particular athlete in a sport or whatever. All right, so if you want to call in real quick and let me know what your sports team is, the number is 563-999-3090. Again, 563-999-3090. What your all-time favorite sports team is, what your favorite sports program is, what program influences you. If you want to come in and chat, and be directly, go ahead and go to Blog Talk Radio, create a profile or a guest profile, and you can come into the chat room. Just go find the show, enter to the show. You can click into the chat room, and you can keep a conversation going with us, or you can reach out to me directly through Facebook, and we can continue the conversation going so we can talk about all the different things that we got going on, all right? So before we go to commercial break, I want to ask you guys, did you guys watch the Australian Open yesterday? If you did, you were treated to something special, because Serena Williams was wearing a new cat suit. And I liked it. It was very stylish. It fit her frame very well. It was very accommodating to her at the end of the day, Serena thick in all the right places. As Big John says, she got them yams. So shout out to Serena with the FloJo catsuit. It was nice. I really liked it. If you didn't get to see her play yesterday, go Google the images. It's there. But it was a really wonderful and well-displayed catsuit. And I just liked it. Like, I don't have to overhype it or give it any superlatives. It was a really nice catsuit, and it fit her frame very, very well. So Serena, shout out to you with the cat like quicknesses. So guys, we're gonna get ready to take our first quick commercial break. And if you have any questions, any concerns, reach out to us. Again, if you want to talk sports, the number is 563-999-3090. We're more than welcome to take your call. We'll be back right after this quick commercial break.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Woo! Back again.
That's right.
Luda.
Feel it.
Gets meaner and meaner each time, baby. Feeling real good, too.
Holla at him.
What up, Uncle Face?
Yeah.
I'm a bull of this industry, man.
Tell him.
Some would rather run down and get one cow.
Nah.
I think I'd rather walk down and get them all. You know what I'm talking about, right? Look.
I'm never going nowhere, so don't try me. My music sticks in fans' veins like an IV. Flows poison like ivy. Oh, they grimy. Already offers on my sixth album for labels trying to sign me. Respected highly. Hi, Mr. O'Reilly. Hope all is well. Kiss the plaintiff and the wifey. Drove through the window. The industry supersized me. Now the girls see me in the rivers. What they cry me. I'm on the rise. So many people despise me. Got party ammunition for those trying to surprise me. It's a celebration and everyone should invite me. Roll with the crew or meet the bottom of our Nikes. Explorer like Dora. These swipers can't swipe me. My whole aura so mean in my white tee. Nobody light-skinned rapping harder than Ice-T. You disagree? Take the Tyson approach and fight me.
Whoa, don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right.
Woo. Rappers swearing their own tub.
Uh-uh.
But I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right, man.
Scheme, scheme, plot, plot.
Say what?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Woo.
Hey, keep it going, it won't stop.
What you doing, man? Yes, indeed. Ludacris, I'm hotter than Nevada. Ready to break the steering column on your Impala. If I get caught, bail out Popo, I tell him holla. In court, I never show up like Austin Powers, Faja. Father, father, and hey, I love gold. But can buy anything I want from the records I've sold. Jacuzzi hot, crystal is so cold. Neighbors catch contact from the blunts that I've rolled. A pig and a blanket, a smoke and a pancake. Drop albums nonstop once a year for my fans' sake. I'll crush mics until my hand breaks. Then shag now and shag later till these women can't stand straight. The Ludermeister got them feeling so randy. I'm double XL, so I call them my eye candy. Brush my shoulder and I pop my collar, cause I'm worth a million, gazillion, for $1 billion.
Whoa, don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right.
Woo. Rappers swearing they own tubs.
Uh-uh.
But I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right, man.
Scheme, scheme, plot, plot.
Say what?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Woo.
Hey, keep it going, it won't stop.
What you doing, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Causing lyrical disaster. This a master. Make music for mini me's, models, and fat bastards. These women trying to get me out my pelly pelly. They strip off my clothes and tell me, get in my belly. Stay on the track, hit the ground running like Flojo. Sit back in time and I never lost my mojo. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Ludacris sit down to take over the whole world.
Whoa, don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right.
Woo. Rappers swearing they own tubs.
Is coming for the number one spot, so please understand we are coming for you. So, now I know you guys watched the Super Bowl, but before we get to the Super Bowl, I want to talk about something to me that was intriguing going and leading into the Super Bowl, and this is the NFL putting out its Hall of Fame class every year, right? And so when we look at this new Hall of Fame class that we have, headlined by Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson, and Calvin Johnson. And let me preface it by saying it this way first. Because people like to get in their feelings and make it seem like because you say one thing, that means that this part of it gets rid of this. No, this is a great class. When you look at everybody that's going into with this class, you have Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson, Calvin Johnson, John Lynch, Tom Flores, Bill Nunn, Alex Faneca from the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is to me arguably one of the greatest linemen to ever play the game. I mean, there's only about 12 linemen who put up some of the stats that he put up total in career, and of those 11 that came before him, all of them are in the Hall of Fame. So, again, the numbers that he put up as a lineman, great. The teams that he played for, I know at least six of those teams led the league in rushing. you know, during the height of his career, being just a great offensive lineman. So this is a great, it's a great lineup. Like I'm not displeased with the overall class. To me, I really believe that this is a great class. I mean, when you look at pro football and you look at Peyton Manning and Charles Woodson alone, you are literally talking about two of the greatest to do it on their sides of the football. Peyton Manning as a signal caller, as just somebody who orchestrated and had total control over the offense. The numbers that he put up year in and year out were just amazing. Again, eventually went on to become a Super Bowl champion and have a ring, multiple rings at that. So at the end of the day, Hall of Fame worthy. There are quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame that have never won a Super Bowl, and Peyton Manning's numbers are just as equal to any of those guys, on top of the fact that you added two Super Bowl rings. I don't think he has more than two, so two Super Bowl rings that I know of for sure. One with Indianapolis and one with Denver. If I missed any of them, somebody let me know, because, again, I'm not perfect. I don't look at stats. The information that I'm talking to you guys about, these are just things that I remember off of Total Recall. You know, if somebody want to come in and be my statistician and get that information to me, we'll be more than happy to have you on the show and give you an intern spot and let you grow. But right now, this is just me, and I'm one person. So this is the information that I remember off of my head when it comes to him. Charles Woodson. When I say Charles Woodson is literally DBU shutdown corner, Charles Woodson, one of the greatest to do it. Then when he no longer had the skill set to do that, he was able to shift the safety and still be great. He is one of the best. When I say best secondary persons to ever play the game, I mean, there's only a few people that I put in that category. Him, Green, Deion Sanders, not a whole lot of people when you look at being able to play corner and safety and be tremendous at both. But those guys, they did it. And when I say Green, you know, we talked about the famous Mr. Green from the Washington football team. So I'm going to give a great shout out there. I mean, and then John Lynch, I mean, just what a pro. He was a man's man. Right? Just a man's man. So think about that. Think about that for a second. You're talking about man's man. Then Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson, I'm going to leave Calvin Johnson for last, because what I'm going to say about Calvin Johnson may sway some of y'all to like me or hate me on this podcast, so I'm going to save Calvin Johnson for a minute. John Lynch, of course, we know about John Lynch's famed career with the Bucks. Bucks also won the Super Bowl, so, you know, just great thing going on. John Lynch was a staple pin of that defense, and he's been a very great executive as well. So everything that John Lynch has done in the game as a GM, to me, all over the game in the face of football, he's had a Hall of Fame legendary career. So shout out to...
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Back again.
So Luda trying to be hyped tonight. So again, so shout out to John Lynch, and then Tom Flores and Bill Nunn as a contributor. Tom Flores was a great coach with Seattle and just was successful. The people that we're talking about were successful in the game, and I don't like taking anything away from anybody, because everybody deserves to get the credit they deserve. But here is what I speak as a fan. Because I'm not even going to speak as somebody who wants to say I'm a writer or I'm a contributor or anything, because I don't feel like I've done anything to warrant that accomplishment, okay? This is my first podcast. I've talked barbershop talk with people. I've played sports. I've did all those things. I've followed sports. I can tell you stats, statistics, and all that great stuff. But as a fan, as an everyday person who gets up and watches football, who follows football, who follows kids from being a teenager to getting National Signing Day and following those guys, and watching these guys go through the combine, and then watching these guys play their career, and then eventually getting selected in the Hall of Fame. I can actually say I was watching games while Calvin Johnson was playing the game of football. Calvin Johnson played about 9 seasons. Great receiver. He was a man's man when it came to throwing the ball. He would leave you. He gonna out-jump you. He was strong. He was physical. He was everything that you wanted in a receiver. That's why he got the nickname Megatron. The problem that I have is that you have non-football people, i.e. writers and spectators, who are deciding who gets to go into these Hall of Fame. People who have never laced up and do things because of personal reasons and personal objectives. And I feel like as we've now turned into the 21st century, there are enough people alive who are Hall of Fame members, who are Hall of Fame worthy, who should have a better say-so than just these writers. Because here's the thing, and I got mad at people for this, and they can tell me what they want to tell me, but me and my friend was talking about this on an earlier podcast on my Big Bastard Friends podcast. And what we were talking about was the snub that was Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens was a third ballot Hall of Famer, which means it took his name appearing on the ballot 3 consecutive years before he was selected into the Hall of Fame. And here's my thing. If you're going to say that a person who retired early because he was not satisfied with his team, because his team didn't put better players around, because of whatever they feel like, whatever, because he retired early, to me, says more about why he shouldn't be first ballot than saying because you weren't happy with Terrell Owens' antics and his personality. Because what you did was you snubbed a player who, when he stepped on the field and laced them up, T.O. and Megatron arguably were two of the best receivers to line up any Sunday when they were on the field. There was very rarely, on any given day, you will arguably say if T.O. was lining up or Megatron was lining up, they were arguably wide receiver one, and they were not only the best receiver on their team, they were probably better than all the receivers on the opposing team most days. And so for that receiver to get snubbed and for somebody to retire early and didn't put up the gaudy stats that this one did just because he was a monster and a beast, and you give him first ballot, then why don't you give somebody who completed their career and at this time and age can still get out there and properly do it and be physical and still pad his stats? Why does he not get it? Because of his personality? I am tired. I am tired. And I'm going to say it just like this. I am tired of old white writers getting to decide the outcome of black athletes. I hate the narrative that the white writers get to write their perspective of who our athletes are. So if you agree, you can agree. If you disagree, you can disagree. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, and we'll see if you have an opinion on the other side.
Well, the truth is back. You ain't gotta argue about who can rap, cause the proof is back. Just go through my rap. New York, New York. Yeah, where my troopers at? Where my hustlers? Where my boosters at? I don't care what you do for stacks. I know the world glued your back to the wall. You gotta brawl through that. I've been through that. Been shot at. Shoot back. Gotta keep a peace like a boot ass. I ain't a new jack. Nobody gon' Wesley snipe me. It's less than likely. Move back. Let I breathe. Jedi Knight. The more space I get, the better I write. Oh, never I write. But if ever I write, I need the space to say whatever I like. Now just
change clothes.
Uh-huh. No, I say fresh to death, avoided from the project, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Let's exchange
clothes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And girl, I promise you, no substitute.
It's just me. And I ain't gonna tell you again. Let's get ghosts in the phantom. You can bring your friend, we can make this a tandem. Or you can come by yourself and you can stand them. Best believe I sweat out weaves. Give afro puffs like R-A-G-E. How you get if you can move it? Back it on up like a U-Haul truck. Then run and tell them ducks you heard Hobie. No shit, he ain't a boy for real. Make beautiful music. He is to the east coast with Snoop is.
to the West Coast with faces to Houston. Young hove in the house, that's so necessary. No bra with that blouse, that's so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. And why you front on me? Is that necessary? Do I? So you look like a lame who don't understand a bra with a mean shoe game. Who's up on dot, dot, dot and Vera Wang? My, are you insane? That's just
what you want me to do.
Change clothes and go.
No, I say, fresh to death, water from the project. And I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Exchange clothes and go.
And girl, I promise you, no substitute.
It's just me. With that blouse, that's so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. Why you frontin' on me? Let's go to my hotel. This don't go well with those S-dots. Gotta stay fresh, my. I don't shout with a respite. Oh no, my. Please respect my jiggy. This is probably Purple Label. Or that BBC shit on is probably Taylor. And y'all niggas acting way too tough. Throw on a suit, get it, tape it up. And let's just
change clothes.
No, I say, fresh to death, aborted from the project, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Let's exchange notes, and go.
And girl, I promise you, no substitute.
It's just me.
We are back. This is your boy, Big Fab. Again, if you want to call into the show, if you have any sports questions or comments, the number is 563-999-3090. And so let's get into the moment we all been waiting for. My take on the Super Bowl. And when I tell you, I posted this, so if you go to DJ's Roundtable, if you follow us, you go to DJ's Roundtable, I put on there my top six takes of what I believe the Super Bowl gave us. And a lot of people are going to say, well, I don't know, but whatever. Yes, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Bucs. I'm in Florida. You know all these Florida people down here are turning up. They got a Super Bowl champion in the state of Florida. So they are turning up. It may not be the Dolphins. It may be on the West Coast, and it may be Tampa. But when I tell you there are a lot of Bucs fans over here, and there's going to be a lot of fake Bucs fans running around. But, hey, Dolphin country, y'all know what it is. We just got to run. Y'all got to run with it and accept it. I'm not a Dolphin fan. But, hey, y'all do what y'all do. All right? But here's my six takeaways from the Super Bowl. Number one. Black girl magic was in full effect. If y'all didn't see her, if y'all didn't see Jasmine Sullivan, if y'all didn't see Amanda Gorman, if y'all didn't see those girls, ladies, let me clear that up. See those ladies, women, get up and do their thing, y'all are sadly mistaken. That was raw, beautiful talent on display, and I loved every bit of that. I don't want to take anything away from those ladies. Because they did their thing. That's why I'm making sure that I'm clarifying and not calling them girls, because those was grown-ass women up there doing their thing. Okay? And I loved it. Like, I'm all for Super Bowls and big venues and big events showing off the hypest and the best and the newest and the rawest talent. Amanda Gorman, I'm glad that she's getting her 15 minutes of fame, and she's partaking in it. Everything that the young lady has been doing is amazing. Jasmine Sullivan sounded absolutely wonderful. She was dressed beautifully and modest at the same time without being too over-sexualized. Her, same thing. I mean, the way she was rocking that guitar, it did everything for me because I'm big on instruments and instrument play if you're going to be a musician. So shout out to those three Black Girl Magic ladies. If there was anybody else out there that I missed, I apologize in advance, but I missed it and I didn't see everything because I was watching multiple other sports. I turned off here's the biggest takeaway that I had, because I actually stopped watching the Super Bowl about halfway through the second quarter. And the NFL can get mad at me and they can take this how they want to, but your NFL, your referees suck. I'm sorry, but y'all suck. It is hard for me to watch the NFL when you tell me that this is the best product in the world. This is supposed to be football at its highest level, and y'all still allow referees to blow calls. You have no real way to get it correct. You have instant replay that the way y'all done instant replay with your competition committee and rule change and blah, 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 blah. Y'all are no better than the political agenda that is the United States. You have this side arguing with this side, and at the end of the day, y'all still can't get it right on the field. And for me, I feel bad for the fans, because the referees has cost many areas, many cities, many states, national championships or whatever, or professional championships in the NFL. I'm not saying that y'all cost the Bucks or anything, because you cost the Bucks anything or the Chiefs anything. All I'm saying is I don't like watching games where the referee calling is horrible. Yes, y'all had y'all first females calling the game or whatever for the Super Bowl, and that is great. But I would rather you have called a better game than us celebrating that we put women refereeing the Super Bowl. And that's not a takeaway from women, but if we're going to celebrate something, let's make sure we do the best. Not let's just do it because we're trying to appease people and look good, but let's absolutely do the best. Number three, the Bucks did their thing. They went out there and they won. They kicked butt. They were better, stronger, physical, faster. I don't know if that was an Andy Reid thing with his son, if they just wasn't ready, too many injuries because they was missing players on the offensive line, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. I don't make excuses for teams. If you get your butt whooped, you get your butt whooped. And the final score showed that they got their butt whooped. So we're going to have to just accept that and call a spade a spade. I'm not a fan of either one of those teams, so I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the game was treated or won for in any other direction, because I don't care. All I can say is when I look at it, the Bucks were more physical. They were getting after it, and they had a sustainable game plan in place, and Kansas City had no secondary things to do to overcome that. I just would have liked for it to have been a better officiated game. That's personal. Number four, y'all can tell me what y'all want to tell me. Y'all can try to convince me of what y'all want to convince me, but the weekend sucked. That performance was horrible. Matter of fact, NFL, I don't really think y'all gotten halftime right in quite some time. I'm going to actually go back and do a look. On the next podcast that we do, I am going to actually go back and I'm going to look and tell you when's the last time I thoroughly enjoyed an entire halftime show. I have not in quite some time. And I must say, it continues to get worse every year. Y'all have not convinced me that y'all understand how to do a halftime show. Now, the last time I checked, I thought y'all were partnering with Rock Nation and Jay-Z and all of them so y'all could do better things like halftime shows and performances and things of that nature. And I see with everything that you guys are doing off the field as far as the foundations and getting players more aware and getting the league on board with changes that need to happen, because the NFL is still technically a dinosaur all-white boys league. But I see the changes and I somewhat see the growth, but Fifth, we're at number five, okay? Number five, Why do we need commercial ads anymore? Because NFL, and let me say this, this is not really mostly the NFL's thing. I think this is more goes with the sponsors and the rights and who pays for whatever, whatever. These halftime commercials suck. Like, I'm sorry, they halftime commercials, these Super, not halftime commercials, Super Bowl commercials, these ads suck. I don't know who's in charge of some of you guys' marketing department, but yeah, like as an NFL fan, as somebody who watches football, as somebody who watch football because I'm interested in seeing what the commercials may be, I don't know what everybody else's opinion of them was, but on a scale of watching most of the Super Bowl ads, and I don't really watch a lot of commercials in real life anyway, so to stop and do it, those suck. I'm sorry. And that's what made me come with, instead of having a top five, I had a top six. And maybe due to COVID, maybe everything just wasn't the same. Maybe it was just harder. And so I'm going to say, as most people don't like to do, I'm going to give this NFL season an asterisk. I'm going to give all of sports an asterisk in 2020. If you won, if you did anything, if you achieved anything, I'm not going to be as hard on you as I would be in other years. And the reason why that I'm willing to absolutely give a pass is because of COVID. COVID has made it hard for athletes to be athletes. I mean, look at the college game. The college game was a $1 billion industry. And these industries are being held together by amateur sports, amateur athletes, as they're called. They get no compensation and they get nothing. And everyone is telling these young people that they can't go out and enjoy being young at the risk of killing everybody. Why? Because it makes our most vulnerable susceptible. COVID destroys our most vulnerable. It doesn't, it's not really truly in a broad, sweeping sense, killing our elementary school kids to our, you know, to our probably early 30s, maybe 40s, possibly 50s. Not really wiping out that group of people as quickly as it's wiping out everybody else, especially if they're healthy and doing whatever. But it's the risk of having to control this virus and get this virus under control so it doesn't mutate and to continue to ravage our most vulnerable. And so I get it. But NFL, I'm sorry, y'all get a pass of this year, but you don't get a pass of the progressiveness of what you've been showing over about the last decade. Matter of fact, I can tell you, ever since we had the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction, you guys have slowly gone as far deep down and basically gone middle of the road, white America as much as you can. And you even now bring in celebrities and superstars that is close to being race neutral in this country as you can have, i.e. like a group like artists like The Weeknd, who, yes, he has very much crossover appeal. Hell, he's Canadian. So, I mean, again, he has the crossover appeal for you guys, but when you look at reaching the overall masses of the country, that was lackluster, and it was as good as the game. If you were a Chiefs fan or a weekend fan, that was absolutely a great spectacle for you. If you were a fan of football, that game wasn't as great. And if you were a fan of music, the weekend's performance was horrible. Your commercials were horrible. So at the end of the day, not taking anything away from the NFL, again, you put a great product on the field. Lesser people would have done less. But the expectation for you guys to be great and the things that you keep telling us that you can do, $1 billion at your disposal, I'd like to see a better outcome of that. All right, we'll be back after this quick commercial break, guys.
Man.
seen it through the left. Gold Dayton's on the thing. I'm the MJG. Pimp tight. Put it through the flow. 5-0 swinger right in the peanut butter. Guts. It's a must. Drop it in the shop, take them out, wrap them up in a tent, clear coast to make it shine. Make me circle through the neighborhood 55 times with my gas tank full. Drank a bull, fall up in the park, got the dog try to pull me a young, stout woman. Something pretty, nice round hips with them well-shaped titties as the sun goes down. I'm getting dirty, fall up and press the word, get cleaned in a hurry in my 7-7 Chevy. Ass tight, pull off cutting rubber, disappeared in the night in the... Got up, cheapin' hay with some Kool-Aid in my favorite cup. Comb my hair, get my grill right so I can feel tight. Heavy starch in my jeans and a fresh pair of Nikes as I strike out the door to my superb. Park by the curb, candy-coated bird. The sun got my candy looking good enough to eat. You can tell by the way the girls act across the street. Hit the horn, but no stalling. Keep ballin'. 4 o'clock Sunday, I gotta hit the mallin'. Fallin', full of them green trees. Hurry up so I can catch Martin Luther King. Food's all in the way with that Econo spray. Need to take a few classes, learn about molasses. Pressure got me beamed. I'm talking on the phone, telling Penny that's the way to do it, baby. Represent your home. And in the summertime, it got the whole block blind. The buster in the prime down, pendo popping gang. Line saying he gon' go and get the same thing. If you ain't riding wood and leather, your ride ain't hitting. A plain dashboard crush, forever got you itching. 99, 95, 30 day paint job. Got niggas riding around looking like a junkyard. You need to put a check, with a check, with a check. Stack up on your grip, get your shit sprayed wet. See, most of these new paint jobs, they'll do. But if it ain't canon and the job ain't true,
it's reserved for them ballers who make that cheese. It ain't candy if it didn't cost a couple of G's. On your Jeep, your truck, your Chevy, or your Lexus. Fifth wheel and the grill like them players do in Texas. My folks getting sideways in Vallejo. Ballers in Memphis slamming shouted Cadillac dough. Full of ink so blinked I could fly to a world where you have to roll candy or you die. Descending, my mind goes back into reality to some. Having candy paint is just a fantasy.
All right, guys, we are back. We are at our last topic for tonight, and it's the NBA power ranking. So I step back and I look at what the current NBA is, and I've actually been watching this. So a lot of people are going to probably say I'm showing favoritism in one way or another, but this is just my opinion. This is how I see it, and I'm going to start at number 5, and I'm going to go to number 1. So coming in at number 5 on my NBA power ranking, this is the Big Bap. This is Big Bap halftime is game time power ranking. I have the Bucks at 15-8, and so with that power ranking, I have the Bucks at number 5 at 15-8. I am not ready to put the Nets and a few other teams that are up and coming. I'm not ready to jump them over the Bucks just yet. So I do still think the Bucks are in that mix. At number 4, I have the 76ers. I actually almost thought about flipping it because I still think the Bucks can beat the Sixers, because the problem that I have with Joel Embiid is he doesn't want to play in the lane. He likes to take a bunch of jump shots. And Antetokounmpo does like to go to the basket. He does still struggle with his free throws, but I still think right now the 76ers have a slightly better team. But if we had to go with the superstar of the team, I like Antetokounmpo better than I like Embiid. That's just my personal opinion. You don't have to agree. And in third place, I have the Clippers. And in this one, the power ranking for the West is literally is in order by seeding. So right now it's Clippers, Lakers, Jazz, 3-2-1. And personally, I think the Lakers are cruising a little bit right now. So I would really put LA at one, but I like the way the Jazz are playing, and I like the scrappiness and the grittiness and the fact that they do have the best record overall. So I do want to give them credit for that. And that's the reason why I do put Jazz number one in my power rankings right now, simply because they have the number one record and they are playing very gritty, physical basketball, and they're not losing any games. They're blowing away who they're supposed to be blowing away, and they're winning tough home games and tough road games. So I like the Jazz right now. I like to see what they're looking at when we get to about the 40-game mark, and I like to look back at the Jazz then and see where they are. And that's with all these teams. I like to see where they are when they get to about 40 games in. Everybody now has already reached that 20-game pinnacle, so we're seeing where everyone's at. But let's check back. For me, I want to check back in with these teams when they get about 15 more games under their belt, and then we really start seeing who's beginning to separate from the pack as we get to that midway point. So that's that. We have a few other things I want to talk about before we close out the show. There has been multiple postponements. Like tonight's show was going to highlight a lot of UNC stuff, but when that game was postponed, we kind of had to change the format of the show just for tonight because we didn't have that to talk about. The Miami-UNC game has been postponed. UNC celebrated after a major win, and Miami said that they weren't comfortable with that situation, and it's understandable. Like, the one thing that we have to not be so sensitive about is understanding that people have every reason and every right to not want to do something. So let's be understanding of what reasons people have for not wanting to do it. Like, we don't have to belittle, berate, or disrespect anybody because they choose to want to put their health first. I mean, I've done it for the past year, so that's one thing. And then one of the things that I'm going to point out for a while, and I don't want this to be swept under the rug, and so this is going to be a highlight for me, and I'm going to really push this until I see what the NFL does about it, because I don't want this to go away, because the NFL is now going to go into basically its off season. I really want to see the NFL needs to really ban. And when I say ban, I need a lifetime ban. The same way y'all did Ray Rice, I need a lifetime ban for Chad Wheeler. NFL, just understand, I'm going to be on that bandwagon. I'm going to push that notion. I'm going to continue to say that. Chad Wheeler needs a lifetime ban from the Super Bowl. Any man who can beat a woman and choke a woman because she refused to bow down to him and worship him has no job being in the NFL. He needs a lifetime ban. And furthermore, for the man to be quoted saying, "I am surprised that she survived," understand, for a person to recompense say that in the actions of what he's done, knows that he had every intention on trying to end that young lady's life. I don't care what we try to say in mental health. He was cognitive enough to know that he was surprised that she survived, which meant that there was some intent there, and the intent was he was not satisfied because she wouldn't bow down to him. And if you don't have a problem with that, then in my opinion, you don't have a problem with systemic racism. You don't have a problem with racism in sports. You don't have a problem with racism in culture. And I'm sorry, I am going to continue to pound on this drum until the NFL gets it right. They have to get that right. And the only way that you get that right is you have to give Chad Wheeler a lifetime ban. The same way you never allow Ray Rice to come back into the league, this man has to be taken out the league the exact same way. He should not be on anyone's roster. He does not get a chance to play football again. Why? Because if the video of what Ray Rice did was damning enough, the fact that this man wanted a woman of color, to bow down to him, and he beats the shit out of her, and there are literally almost 200 pounds difference and almost a whole foot size and height and almost 100 to 200 pounds in difference in weight. If that's not a problem to you, then I don't know what can or what is or what will be a problem. But like that, guys, we've come to the end of our show. Thank you for coming out and checking out Halftime of Game Time. We'll be back next week on Monday. Again, if you want to support the show, listen to the show or follow the show, follow us on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to the replay on Spotify. Again, we have openings for sponsors. We have openings for ads. And if there's anything that you want us to talk about or any topic you want us to cover, email us or message us at DJ's Roundtable, any one of our platforms, or again, DJ Roundtable at DJ's Roundtable 19 at gmail.com if you want to email in a question. And make sure you put in the subject matter, halftime is game time, so we know that you're calling in, that you're writing in about this show. But again, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for your love, and we'll catch you on the next go-round. Aha.
Yeah, check this out, my nigga. What's up? So a lot of niggas out here, they got a lot of shit to motherfucking say, yeah. But when the niggas bring it to them niggas, what's up? They can't stand up for what they motherfucking said.
Nah, I ain't say that. He said that.
If you got something to say, my nigga, stand up for what you said, my nigga.
Tell
yeah.
Nigga, bring it to the square, nigga.
Yeah, I'm saying
that. If you don't like what I'm saying, then buck. Swing when you see me, we can throw them hands,
suckers.
If you ain't know this nigga, I don't give a fuck. If I said it, then I'm in it. Ass what? Fuck, nigga.
Stand
you don't wanna see the trigger, man. Bumps hit you and your man's up. Make it hard for niggas to
stand up.
Yeah, your crew, they don't want it with us, dude. And if the motherfuckers do, bust a motherfucking
move.
You got an alligator mouth and a hummingbird ass. Your mouth writing checks that your ass can't cash. 145 and I'm out of your weight class.
Wanna survive?
You better scramble. Like eggs and break fast. Cause I know how to handle your fake ass. I'ma ride on you and hide you in yesterday's trash. Pull up in the Chevy, spraying rounds through the glass. Till you're laying face down in the grass and I laugh. Hi, that's the end of the saga. The end of my problems, nigga. Master Impala. Go lay up with a model and watch the news tomorrow. And that's the end, checkmate. Game over, I holler. Man, I'm telling you, partner, you don't know what you're doing. Don't recognize the trouble you're getting into and you're ruined.
Hey, dig this, man.
I spent my childhood in a wild hood. And all the gangster shit you talking, yeah, it sound good. But make it understood, you gon' have to show me. I'm an OG, you wanna overthrow me.
Stand up.
You don't like what I'm saying, then buck. Swing when you see me, we can throw them hands, suckers.
Stand up.
If you ain't know this nigga, I don't give a fuck. If I said it, then I'm in it. And what? Fuck, nigga.
Stand up.
You don't wanna see the trigger, man. Bumps hit you and your man's up. Make it hard for niggas to
stand up.
Yeah, your crew, they don't want it with us, dude. And if the motherfuckers do, bust a motherfucking move.
Stand up.
When the beloved, we gather here today to marry this young nigga. In his own special thug way. Do you promise the love and respect all of the real niggas? And when a problem come, learn to deal with them. Do you swear to turn the chopper on any motherfucker in your path? Any bitch that's trying to stop you? And do you promise to keep them handy? And don't hand him to nobody, nobody except family. Keep them caught and loaded and don't expose them to nobody unless somebody want him in his body. To love and cherish him from his trigger to a barrel. From the bottom of your heart to death, do you? Fucking part. Do you understand to live the life by Mr. Sell your soul? The Lord knows you're gonna die by him. I know you heard gun stories about John Wayne and Billy the Kid. Shit, all the motherfuckers dead. And did you know that every other bitch from the Wild Wild West end up dying from hollow points to their fucking chest? Cause they ain't never seen a carbine or a Mini 14 or a Tommy gun with a 100-round fucking
down. If you don't like what I'm saying, then buck. Swing when you see me, we can throw them hands, suckers.
Stand up.
If you ain't know this nigga, I don't give a fuck. If I said it, then I'm